Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Develop a Brilliant Memory Week by Week by Dominic O'Brien is a structured training guide designed to help readers strengthen everyday memory through consistent, manageable practice. Known for his achievements in competitive memory, O'Brien focuses on practical techniques that translate into real-life benefits, such as remembering names, appointments, lists, numbers, and key information from reading or study. The central promise is not a single magic trick, but a gradual build. You practice a new method, reinforce it with exercises, then stack skills until recall becomes more reliable and faster. The week-by-week framing makes the program feel approachable for busy people, while the large set of methods provides options for different learning styles. Rather than positioning memory as a fixed talent, the book treats it like a trainable ability, emphasizing attention, organization, vivid imagery, and repetition. Readers can expect a toolkit of proven mnemonic strategies paired with short drills that encourage long-term improvement and confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the week-by-week system for building memory fitness, a defining feature of the book, is its staged, week-by-week training approach. Instead of asking readers to overhaul their habits overnight, it breaks memory improvement into digestible steps that can be practiced consistently. This structure supports the idea that memory behaves like a muscle. Improvement comes from repeated, focused workouts with time for consolidation. Each stage introduces a technique, then encourages reinforcement through practical exercises so that the method becomes usable under real-world conditions rather than remaining a clever idea. The pacing also helps readers notice progress, which can increase motivation and reduce the frustration many people feel when they forget things. The week-by-week plan naturally encourages better learning behaviors, such as reviewing material, testing oneself, and spacing practice across days. These behaviors are widely associated with stronger retention than cramming. The book also implicitly teaches process, pay attention, encode information with a strategy, and retrieve it repeatedly until it sticks. For readers who struggle with consistency, this format can be as valuable as the techniques themselves. Over time, the program aims to create a reliable routine, so improved recall becomes a habit supported by systems rather than willpower alone. Secondly, core mnemonic tools, imagery, association, and story, the book emphasizes classic mnemonic principles that make information more memorable by changing how it is encoded. Central among these are vivid imagery, association, and narrative linking. The basic premise is that the brain retains unusual, emotional, or highly visual material more easily than abstract facts. By converting a name, item, or concept into a striking mental picture and tying it to something you already know, you create extra retrieval cues. These cues provide multiple paths back to the information, which can make recall faster and more dependable. Association is treated as a flexible tool. You can connect a person to a visual feature, link a new term to a familiar object, or transform a dull piece of data into an exaggerated image. Story methods add sequencing power, allowing you to remember lists by chaining images into a mental scene with movement and cause and effect. This can be especially helpful for shopping lists, talking points for presentations, or steps in a process. The value of these techniques is that they are portable. Once learned, they can be used on the spot in conversation, at work meetings, or during study sessions. The book frames mnemonics as skills anyone can practice rather than rare talents reserved for memory champions. Thirdly, remembering names, faces, and people with confidence. For many readers, the most socially impactful memory challenge is recalling names and faces. The book addresses this by focusing on better initial attention and stronger encoding strategies. Forgetting a name often begins with not truly registering it, especially during introductions when attention is split between social cues, anxiety, and context. The training encourages intentional listening, repeating the name, and immediately attaching it to a memorable feature or mental image. A typical approach is to notice a distinctive characteristic, such as hairstyle, expression, posture, or another standout detail, and then create an association between that feature and an image that represents the name. This builds a bridge between face and name, so the name is not stored as an isolated sound. The method also supports follow-up reinforcement, using the name in conversation, mentally reviewing it shortly after the encounter, and revisiting it later to strengthen retention. Beyond technique, the focus on names and faces helps readers build confidence. When you have a dependable method, introductions become less stressful and social interactions feel smoother. In professional settings, remembering colleagues, clients, and contacts can improve rapport and credibility. The book treats these improvements as practical life upgrades, showing how memory skills can reduce friction in everyday relationships and networking. Fourthly, numbers, dates, and information. You cannot afford to forget, many people find numbers uniquely difficult because they lack inherent meaning. The book tackles this by promoting systems that translate numbers into images or patterns that are easier to store and retrieve. By converting digits into memorable representations, you can remember phone numbers, pin-like sequences, dates, or key figures without relying solely on short-term repetition. The goal is not only accuracy, but also speed, so recall becomes usable in real time. Number memory techniques often rely on consistent mappings, allowing you to build a personal code. Once a mapping is learned, a string of digits can be transformed into a sequence of images, and those images can be placed into a story or a familiar mental route. This shifts the challenge from holding abstract digits to recalling a vivid scene. The book also emphasizes organization, encouraging readers to break long sequences into manageable chunks, then connect them with structure. This topic matters because numeric recall affects daily independence and professional performance. Remembering important dates reduces missed deadlines and forgotten commitments. Retaining key figures can improve confidence in meetings and presentations. Even when external tools are available, a trained memory provides resilience when you cannot check a device. The book positions number memory as learnable and systematic, reducing the belief that you are simply bad with numbers. Lastly, long-term retention, review, focus, and everyday application, improving memory is not only about clever encoding, it also depends on attention, review habits, and consistent application. The book highlights the importance of focus during intake because scattered attention leads to weak memory traces. It encourages readers to slow down during learning moments and to treat memory as an active process, decide what matters, encode it deliberately, and test recall. Long-term retention is supported through review and spacing. Revisiting information shortly after learning, then again later, strengthens recall more effectively than one long session. The week-by-week program naturally aligns with this principle by returning to practice and building upon earlier methods. Another key element is variety of use. When you apply a technique to different contexts, such as names, vocabulary, lists, or study notes, the method becomes more automatic and less dependent on perfect conditions. The book also frames memory improvement as a lifestyle skill. Better recall can reduce stress, support learning goals, and make daily life feel more organized. By combining mnemonic tools with habits like planned review, mental organization, and intentional attention, readers develop a more dependable memory system. The outcome is not just remembering more, but feeling more in control of information, commitments, and learning progress. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want practical memory improvement without needing a background in psychology or hours of daily study. Students can use the methods to retain coursework, vocabulary, and exam material more efficiently. Professionals can benefit from stronger recall of names, key points from meetings, figures, and deadlines. Older adults, or anyone noticing everyday forgetfulness, may appreciate the structured practice plan, which turns memory training into a steady routine rather than a vague intention. The life benefit comes from reducing friction. When you can trust your recall, you spend less time searching for notes, second-guessing yourself, or feeling embarrassed in social situations. Memory techniques also sharpen attention and organization, which can spill over into better communication, planning, and learning habits. Compared to many memory books that either focus on theory or present a handful of tricks, this title stands out for its week-by-week program and its broad toolkit. The staged approach makes practice more sustainable, while the variety of techniques helps readers choose what fits their goals. If you want an actionable system with repeated reinforcement rather than a one-time read, it is a worthwhile purchase among similar self-improvement guides. If you would like to support Dominic O'Brien, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.